Search for the WICC 600 app on your smartphone and listen to Lisa anywhere. The Lisa Wexler Show is back on WICC 600.
Joining us now is Brian Lockhart, who's been on our show before because he covers Bridgeport so well for the Connecticut Post. You can always, from my point of view, I always know when I'm reading something with his byline that we've got a well-researched article that makes it to press. And I saw a headline last week, Stratford tells Bridgeport and state officials it wants to buy Sikorsky Airport. I thought this would be an important conversation for those of us who live in and around Stratford, Bridgeport, Trumbull, all of the areas where noise can have a real impact on your life, where a lot of us are not sure what the plans are going to be with respect to Sikorsky Airport, but there does seem to be a recent flurry of real activity. Brian Lockhart, welcome back to the show and good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me back.
Sure. So, Brian, tell us about the story that you wrote for Connecticut Post. Stratford officials saying that it wants to buy Sikorsky Airport. Tell us about the status quo right now of Sikorsky Airport.
So the city of Bridgeport has been negotiating with the Connecticut Airport Authority, which is the organization that operates Bradley International and a handful of other state-owned airports. They've been negotiating with the CAA to either operate through a lease or to purchase Sikorsky Airport. Bridgeport owns Sikorsky and Stratford. And that was the status up until late last week. So the CAA had actually put together what they call a term sheet, which is sort of the structure of what a final deal would look like. And in this case, it would be a purchase. So the CAA is offering to spend $10 million on Sikorsky, and there are other conditions as well as part of that term sheet. The term sheet was going to be discussed Friday by the Bridgeport Airport Commission, and suddenly Stratford, through Mayor Laura Hoydick's office, announced, hey, hold on a minute, we're interested in purchasing the airport, and we think that this should be bid out, and we think Stratford, because the airport is located in Stratford, we think we are in a better position to operate this thing. So that's where things stand right now.
Let me ask you something, Brian Lockhart. How did it come to be that the city of Bridgeport owns the airport located in Stratford? Like, how did that happen?
Oh, they've owned it for decades. I mean, Bridgeport has been involved in this airport for decades. So there's a long history there. And there's been, you know, there's frequently some tension, as you mentioned, when it comes to noise and it comes to other aspects of that airport, particularly because it's located in the Lordship neighborhood. There has often
been
some, yeah, it is, and there's often been some tension between the city and that section of Stratford in terms of whether or not to expand operations there. One of the end goals that Bridgeport and the Connecticut Airport Authority have in mind is having regular passenger service flying in and out of Sikorsky. Right now it serves business folks, it serves charters, and it serves just individual pilots, someone who owns a plane and keeps their plane there and, you know, flies around on weekends and what have you. What they want to do is they want to build a new terminal there, and they want to bring back regular passenger service, sort of like a Tweed airport. And that, you know, people need to be reminded that did exist. It's not like that's a brand new concept. That existed. There was regular passenger service out of there until, I believe, 99, 2000. But it has not been there for the last two decades.
Who decides? Because Tweed is now doing what it's doing, and the neighbors and the neighborhoods need to adjust to that. Who decides how many airports are necessary or needed or desirable within a certain amount of radius in Connecticut?
So I don't believe that there's any sort of a rule that says you can only have this many airports. I think it's just a matter of the folks in charge. So here we have state officials. So you could include Governor Lamont's administration, the Airport Authority, which is affiliated with the state, but it's its own entity. So the Airport Authority was created about a decade ago, basically to take all of these airports off of the state's books. So the state didn't have to worry about them anymore. The Airport Authority is an independent entity, which was set up to manage these airports and to handle their budgets. Previously, they had been under the Department of Transportation. So the Airport Authority, the state, they're the ones who are making the calls on this. You know, Tweed, as you noted, Tweed is independent. Tweed is actually like Sikorsky is right now. Tweed is an independent operator. It is not affiliated with the Connecticut Airport Authority. And so the airport, the folks in charge of the Airport Authority and the city of Bridgeport believe that there is room enough in the current aviation industry here in Connecticut for an expanded Sikorsky, for a more, you know, let's say vibrant, more active Sikorsky. They think that there is enough interest there. They believe that folks in Fairfield County and in lower Fairfield County, that they're not going to Tweed. If they need to fly out of this area, they're going, for example, to Westchester Airport in New York. So they think that there's a, they think that there's customers here, a customer base here in Fairfield County, and that that would not impact Tweed, and it would not impact Bradley International either. Clearly, the Airport Authority thinks it would not. Otherwise,
what
they,
do you
I don't
think?
Think they'd have an interest.
What do you think? I mean, Tweed is in New Haven. It's a stone's throw from Fairfield County.
It is. No, you're right. It is. I just know what I've looked in terms of what I've read in terms of the studies that have been produced on this. The city of Bridgeport partnered with some tenants over at Sikorsky recently, and they commissioned a UConn study, kind of an economic study of Sikorsky. And that study said there's plenty of room for everybody, for a Tweed and a Sikorsky and a Bradley. And the Airport Authority thinks the same as well. I've got to believe the Airport Authority isn't going to do something that's going to, they're not going to shoot themselves in the foot, so to speak. So if they, because they are interested in Sikorsky, clearly they think there's enough room for everybody here.
So Mayor Laura Hoidick, so has she, did you have a chance to speak with her? We're chatting with Brian Lockhart of the Connecticut Post. Has she stated her intention about why Stratford wants to buy the airport?
I have not spoken with her directly. I worked on that story with another reporter as well. And I don't believe he spoke with her. I think he spoke with her chief of staff, Mr. Downs, and we had quoted him in the story. She had sent a letter out, and she basically, the letter says, we strongly object to a state takeover of our local independently operated airport. Moreover, any change in ownership and management should occur following a fair and transparent competitive bidding process. We firmly believe Sikorsky is a regional asset that should remain under local control and not managed by bureaucrats 70 miles away. That refers to the Connecticut Airport Authority, who are based up in the Hartford area. The motive for this, so earlier this year, Bridgeport, it may seem like a minor thing, but Bridgeport changed the name of Sikorsky. It had been Igor Sikorsky Memorial Airport. Bridgeport changed the name to the Bridgeport Igor Sikorsky Memorial Airport. And that was a clear marketing move. Bridgeport has kind of had a love-hate relationship with the airport. It operates at a deficit every year, and so that's not a great thing for the budget. But they like the idea of being able to market themselves as having an airport, even though it's just over the line in Stratford. And Mayor Hoidick was not happy with that. She didn't like the idea of Bridgeport branding this thing. She likes the idea of it being a regional airport. So I think there is a little bit of territorialism here in terms of, hey, it's located in Stratford. We want to be, if this airport, if Bridgeport's going to give up this airport, if they're going to sell this airport, we want to be in control of its destiny. I do think there's some truth to that. One question I do have, and we're trying to figure this out, is I don't know, however, if Mayor Hoidick's intentions are to expand the service there to the degree that the Connecticut Airport Authority wants to. I don't know if should Sikorsky buy this, if essentially nothing would change. Sikorsky would go ahead. I mean, I'm sorry, Stratford. If Stratford should buy Sikorsky, Stratford would go ahead either on its own or with a partner and expand air service there. I don't know if that's the plan or not. That's something we need more clarification on. It could very well be Stratford is interested in this because perhaps they are worried about the airport getting too big under the Connecticut Airport Authority, and they want to have the ability to manage it and to address some of the concerns in the Lordship neighborhood, for example, having to do with noise and air traffic and things like that.
You know, I know we're chatting with Brian Lockhart of the Connecticut Post. I did my radio show in Greenwich for 4 years, WGCH, and you know that Greenwich borders the Westchester Airport. And so yeah. one of the big election conversations when Rob Astorino was running for county executive against George Latimer was this question of, and Rob won for 3 terms. But the question that kept coming up in the campaign was, well, what is Westchester County, which has county authority distinct from, you know, Fairfield County, but mm-hmm. they own that airport. And so the question that always came up was the tension between the neighborhood's quality of life issues, mm-hmm. you know, balanced with the convenience of having a nice airport. In other words, they liked having an airport, but they really wanted a handle on the amount of runways, the amount of flights, what could be takeoff and landing times to give people sleep.
Right.
And these are very real issues for quality of life for people. I mean, these are not made up things, Brian. These are very real.
Yeah. No, that's very true. And as I said, there has been a great sensitivity to that. I mean, if you recall, so there was a horrible crash at Sikorsky back in the 90s, and it took 20 years. So the city was under a federal order to basically make safety upgrades to the runway as a result of that fatal crash. And it took the city of Bridgeport 20 years to negotiate a plan with Stratford. That's how divisive this can be. And that was for runway safety improvements. That wasn't to add passenger service. That was basically just to make a runway safer, but it involved lengthening a runway. And that was something that was of great concern to Stratford at the time. And that thing dragged on for 20 years. And finally, the FAA forced the parties to get together and hammer out a deal and get those safety improvements done. So it is a very sensitive thing. In terms of the nitty-gritty, I don't necessarily think that sort of what you're talking about, when are the flights going to take off, you know, scheduling, that kind of stuff, I think that's very far out. The parties will say that they're, you know, the Connecticut Airport Authority will say, we are very sensitive. We want to be good neighbors. We're going to work with the town of Stratford if, in fact, we buy this thing. But I think that that is far away. I mean, they haven't even announced. There is a carrier who is interested, who has expressed interest. It's called Breeze Airlines.
They're being heralded. Breeze is founded by Jeff Nealman. He founded JetBlue. He's a very competent, you know, airline guy.
So they have expressed interest. They were interested in Sikorsky before it was announced that the CAA wanted to buy Sikorsky. So Bridgeport had been talking to Breeze. Breeze has started flying out of Bradley. So they already have a relationship with the Connecticut Airport Authority. And they have said they are still interested in Sikorsky. The Airport Authority and the city won't say Breeze is the carrier, but it's pretty evident that Breeze is the carrier that they're interested in attracting here. So, but a lot of that nitty gritty stuff really won't be. I think what the CAA wants to do first, or what they want to finalize this deal with the city. It should also be said that they don't seem very happy about Stratford sort of intervening in this. Stratford Hoyduk's office said that they have been interested in this for about 4 or 5 years. But the city is saying, well, this caught us off guard. We weren't aware she wanted to buy it. We weren't aware she was this serious about it. And the head of the CAA, Kevin Dillon, their executive director, on Friday had some pretty strong language you know, just sort of raising some questions about Stratford, is whether Stratford would even be in a position to operate an airport. And his argument is, look, we just want to see that airport succeed. If Stratford can do it, great. If Bridgeport can do it, great. If we at the Connecticut Airport Authority can do it, great. But we think it's important for the economy of the state. But he seemed to express, at least to me, you know, I got the sense he had some significant doubts about whether Stratford could really take on running and expanding Sikorsky.
Okay, so what happens next, Brian Lockhart? In other words, the mayor has written this letter. She's expressed that she's not happy. Now what happens?
That's actually, we're in the middle of trying to figure that out. So I want to know the same thing. What does Bridgeport do now? The city has said, the city has claimed that they do not have to put this, legally, they do not have to put the purchase of this airport out to bid, that they could continue to just forge ahead and negotiate a deal with the airport authority. Whatever that deal is, it would need the approval of the airport commission. Mayor Hoydick has a seat on that commission, but the rest of the commission are all Bridgeport officials, the city council president, the mayor of Bridgeport, the finance director, the city clerk. So she's vastly outnumbered on that commission. Then it would have to go to the Bridgeport City Council. So we do have a question. What is Mayor Ganim going to do in Bridgeport? Is he going to meet with Mayor Hoydick? Is he going to have his staff meet with her staff and discuss this further? Are they going to take this seriously, or are they just going to kind of blow it off? And what does Mayor Hoydick want to see? That's the other question we have. I'm less familiar with Stratford government than I am with Bridgeport, because I don't really cover Stratford full time. But I would imagine that it's very similar to Bridgeport, that if Stratford were to move ahead with a purchase, it would have to be finalized by the Stratford Town Council. So there's a whole bunch of people on that legislative body who would either have to buy into this or who may have some serious concerns about whether it's worth the investment.
Well, Brian Lockhart, thank you for this in-depth conversation. We'll keep an eye on the story. I think it's of great interest to people in our WICC listening area. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you for all your time.
Sure. Brian Lockhart on the Lisa Wexler Show from the Connecticut Post. We'll be right back.